Welcome to another edition of In Focus. I'm Bob Perot. There are so many concerns when it comes to the online world. Scammers take advantage of people in so many ways. As technology advances, so do their methods. Last week, we told you the OPP is warning people about one of the most personal, embarrassing, and devastating scams out there, sextortion. We're very pleased to be joined via Zoom by OPP Acting Sergeant Aaron Cranton to talk about the subject. Aaron, welcome to In Focus. Maybe you could start with a definition of sextortion for our listeners.
Yeah, so it involves a scammer or fraudster contacting a victim through social media. It can be done on online dating sites. It can be done through social media. And then they threaten to share intimate photos of that individual. And they can be threats to share them with family, friends, sometimes contacts on their social media list, unless the victim pays a sum of money.
And that's basically it. Like they build this trust, and it can be with someone who maybe, you know, doesn't have that much attention from other people and so on. And they tend to prey on those types of people, but really it can affect anyone, can it?
Absolutely. It can affect the young, the old, anybody who's making contact with another person online and not knowing who they're speaking to. It can happen to anyone.
And when someone makes a threat like that, the fear and anxiety that it raises in the victim is, I mean, it's off the charts, isn't it?
A lot of people struggle with the shame and the embarrassment of it. The fear that that image or those images are going to be shared with their friends and family, and the embarrassment that will come from that certainly make it difficult for them to come forward and ask for help.
We know that also there have been cases, not only in Ontario, but around North America and around the world, where people have actually felt so lost, they felt that they had no recourse, and they've actually taken their own lives.
And I can't speak directly to that, but I can say that it can have a huge impact on one's mental health. And certainly we want to encourage those that may be affected by a scam such as this to reach out and ask for help. Talk to your friends, talk to your family, seek out professional help, go to the police. We don't want you to be alone in dealing with this, because anyone can fall victim.
And I guess the biggest part when it comes to prevention is education, correct?
Certainly. I think it's really important for not only young people, but everybody who may be using the online platform, to really make sure that if they're out there and they're interacting with others, that they're very cautious and careful. You know, as soon as I talk to young people all the time, and I tell them, as soon as you share an image or a video with another person, even if it's somebody that you trust, that image or video can be shared and reshared without your consent. So you've essentially lost control of that image, and that can have devastating impacts for sure.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. So conversations, and police have talked to us not only about, you know, in this particular case, extortion, but really conversations with your kids. When we do look at the younger generation, because you did say it can happen to anybody, but really, as a parent, you really want to have those conversations with your kids to make sure that they know about the risks that are associated with not only this, but all facets of social media.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting to think about it with the technology that we have now. When you're typing to somebody online on the computer, whether it be on a dating site, whether it be on a social media app, do you really know who you're talking to at the other end? And often I think there are a lot of cases where we just don't. So it's really important to be aware of who we're communicating with, not sending money to anyone over the internet, never sending compromising photos, images, or videos, regardless of whether or not you think that the person is someone when you trust, keep your web cameras covered to protect yourself when you're not using them. And another big thing is not to store sensitive or intimate images on your phone, because there are capabilities that a lot of these fraudsters have to access what's on your phone, whether it be through social media
or whatever. And you're right. And
absolutely.
Yeah. And I think, like, yeah, you can bring it down to the most basic preventative measure, which is don't take these pictures. And if you don't have these pictures to share, then you can't share them. And all the negative consequences that can come along, even sharing with a boyfriend or something, people break up, things happen, and it can be a pretty negative scene. But if you don't take the pictures in the first place, then there's nothing to share.
Absolutely. And I think, again, just educating not just our youth and our teens, but parents as well. And I think it's important for that education factor. as parents, we need to educate ourselves into what our children are using, what platforms are they on, what social media apps are they engaging with, who are they talking to, what are they sharing. You know, things get shared very quickly, and a lot of our youth think that once they've put it out there, it can be deleted. But again, once something's out on the internet, it's never fully deleted. It never fully goes away. So making sure that they understand the severity of that. And I always, when I talk to youth, often I'll kind of hold up my phone in a presentation and say, okay, if I want to show you something on this phone, I can show it to you kind of in person without actually sending it to you. So I maintain control of what I'm showing you.
Absolutely. I think that's great. And I hope parents who are listening right now can use that tip and sort of tell their kids that that's the best way to do it. And it seems pretty simple, but the peer pressure that's out there and everything that goes along with it, and even, you know, the desire for connections that people have can certainly play into this. So you're right. We need to be very prudent and very careful with every step we take on social media.
Very important.
Is there anything that you'd like to leave our listeners with today, Erin?
I would just, I guess, summarize it by saying that there are safety steps that can be taken. There are security settings on our mobile devices and our devices that we're using. There are security settings within each app. We can really make sure that we keep ourselves and our children and our grandparents and our parents, everybody can be safe online. It's going to be an important part of everybody's lives moving forward. And we just have to keep ourselves safe by taking those little steps.
Absolutely. Erin, thank you so much for joining us today. Remember, if a scammer contacts you or if you've been defrauded, you can contact the OPP or Smiths Falls Police or the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre at 1-888-495-8501. You can also visit their website at antifraudcentre.ca. Mental health services are available to victims of crimes like sextortion. In Lanark County, contact your primary health care provider, Lanark County Mental Health, at 613-283-2170 or the Health Unit at 1-800-660-5853 to be directed to proper help. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful afternoon.